it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Dunham bringing the puppets to Miller High Life Theater December 30th, and caller number 9 could be there with a free pair of tickets. You got Elizabeth and Radar. We're playing the
6 Second Showdown.
With you, caller number 9, what's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie. Okay, Carrie.
Carrie, baby.
We're very sing-songy today, and we hope that you're going to win the 6 Second Showdown. Radar named 2 items with famous Jeffs.
Yes, let's go, Carrie. Come
so
on.
So you're going to get a brand new topic. All right. Now, the Jeff Dunham Show is coming to Miller High Life Theater, downtown Milwaukee, December 30th, right during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. What are some things that people might be doing during that time of year, Carrie? Go.
Singing Christmas carols, putting up lights, and having food with their family.
Yeah, there you go.
And going to see Jeff Dunham at Miller High Life Theater, because that's what you're doing, Carrie.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Now, who's the first person you're going to reach out to and say, hey, guess what? I won tickets.
My daughter, Adeline.
Fun. Are you going to go to the show together?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That'll be a lot of fun.
You're going to have such a fun time together. Always going to have a night of laughs with mom. And you need to hang on the line here just for a second so I'll get your information.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.